Track 4, Parallels with Other Forms of Abuse. Although clients who are being sexually exploited by mental health professionals are not living with the professional or obviously not being physically restrained in their offices, there do seem to be some parallels with battered women, hostages, captives, and cult followers, in the sense that these victims have experienced a kind of psychological transformation with respect to the professional who is abusing them. The intense entanglement, merging of identity, isolation, secrecy, loss of self, suspension of values and moral principles, compliance and subordination seem to cement the person to the abuser and continue to bend his or her reality after escape. Yet, survivors do resist, fight back, try to reclaim their identity, as you know, and look for other ways to build their self-esteem. In the case of Mary, she tried to thwart the professional's domination and numbness to her feelings, as well as to her loss of energy and interest, and she had vivid memories or flashbacks of the abuse. Herman disputes portrayals of battered women and other chronically traumatized people as apathetic or defended. He depicts an inner struggle that is much livelier or more complex than apathetic or defeated. While the victim has not given up, she tends to be extremely vigilant and careful, knowing that any action can have potentially dire consequences. If captivity is prolonged, the enforced relationship with the captor comes to monopolize the victim's inner life and continues even after release to engross the victim's attention. Although perhaps fearful that her former captor will hunt her down or re-imprison her, at the same time she may feel confused, empty, and worthless without him. As you know, an abusive relationship under extreme duress, captives can be broken. A wife, for example, may enter a state of robotization, experiencing a shutdown of thoughts, feelings, judgments, and initiative. If you've seen the movie American Beauty starring Kevin Spacey, the wife of the husband living next door totally depicts this robotization. Her husband, an ex-military man, is extraordinarily controlling and perfectionistic. One scene depicts the couple sitting on the couch watching TV. The wife is so shut down that she is sitting stoically, robot-like, angled away from her husband, totally non-reactive to the program being watched on television. In other scenes, she is so shut down that she stares robot-like often into space, totally disconnected to others around her, responding emotionlessly in a brief, mechanical manner. Inner autonomy, moral principles, worldview, and a sense of connection with others are also lost. A survivor of abuse, forced into, for example, pornography and prostitution, states, "The very thought of escape was terrifying. I had been degraded every possible way, stripped of all dignity, reduced to an animal and then to a vegetable. Whatever strength I had began to disappear. Simple survival took everything. Making it all the way to tomorrow was a victory." In this state of psychological degradation, which is still reversible, victims may alternate between complete submission and more active resistance. People in extreme situations such as Nazi extermination camps sometimes reached a second stage, which was one of total surrender, finally losing the will to live. Sometimes on the verge of this surrender, captives reach a turning point and begin to fight for their lives. For example, Patty Hearst, kept captive in a closet, describes growing steadily weaker, exhausted, drained, and tired. She wanted nothing more than to sleep, but realized this could be fatal. Suddenly aware of the danger, she states, "My mind was alive and alert to all this. I could see what was happening to me, as if I were outside of myself. A silent battle was waged there in the closet, and my mind won. deliberately and clearly, I decided I would not die, not be my own accord. I would fight with everything in my power to survive. Question 4. What is robotization?